Now, friends and neighbors, we're joined on the line by our featured guest this evening, the very, very accomplished actress, Jenny O'Hara. Jenny, how are you this fine, fine evening?
Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Jenny. Talking to technical, do we have our guest on the line?
I was on mute.
Oh, that's okay. I do that all the time. I do that all the time.
For whole segments at a time.
I want to thank you so much, Jenny, for calling in. You've got big fans here in the studio, big fans of your work. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Nice. But this is AM Talk Radio, so if you've heard our earlier callers, people talking about the election and the aftermath, have to reach out to you for just maybe a minute. What's your sense that I think I know where this is
here
going.
We go.
I think you do. Yeah.
Now it's been 10 days. Yes. Things are settling in down. Things are settling. I think we're all settling for something.
It's really happened.
We're
pretty sure of it now.
So I want to ask you, Jenny, as an observer, how are you taking the last several days? Are you optimistic, pessimistic about the future? What are you doing to get from one day to another from a political point of view?
I think it's terrifying, the people that he's appointing to his cabinet.
Go on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, they are accomplished. You got people who have been in the Senate, elected for many, many terms, in the House, elected for many, many terms.
Yes,
people with real military experience, people coming in to lead the Department of Defense and that.
Yes. A relatively disgraced general, a Marine guy.
I need some of Doug's mom's comfort lemon squares for the comfort food.
Can you make some or at least circulate the recipe? We all need that.
You know, I'm hoping that there's no reason for stark terror.
That's good. Let's start there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not convinced, but, you know, the only thing we can do is wait it out and see what happens.
We've got midterm elections that are like in a week. It's like 2018 are going to come so quickly.
We can always take to the streets.
Which people are doing. People are doing. I just wish if people are on the streets now asking, what can we do to stop this? That should have been a question you were asking.
Take a time machine.
Take a time machine. Go back 3 weeks. Go in a car. Go to Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And have your protests there. This is feels a little bit late.
Yeah, in the wrong place.
Late and in the wrong place. You're quite right. And it is the fault of the Democratic Party.
Oh, now a lot of people.
Down.
It seems that now people are talking about that finally. Because in the first few days, we had a lot of accusations. We had a lot of this, that, and the other being said. But now you get people like Bernie Sanders. You get a lot of people who are talking about, well, maybe the whole configuration of the Democratic Party is wrong. Do you have any sympathy for that view that the Democratic Party has to change?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that it's been unconscious in terms of the deep down feelings of the people who are living in the Rust Belt, for lack of a better term. And I can understand the despair. And I can understand the anger. And I can understand focusing it. I just can't understand where it landed.
I just find it very, very hard to believe. And this is from someone myself who lived in the UK for 13 years and follows European politics very, very closely. I just can't understand how the left-wing party loses the working class vote. And we can talk about high school whites and high school minorities. We can color it in our racial language that we use here. But if you look at the working class vote in the key states, the Democratic Party, the left-wing party,
lost the union members, the working miners.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It seems to me that there's a lot to be done. Are you optimistic? I think you are. Are you optimistic, Jenny, about where things are going to go?
Yeah, you can only hope. But I think it's like our version of Brexit.
Yes.
Where, you know, a couple of days after Brexit went through, Google was overwhelmed with questions. Now, what is Brexit?
What happened?
I think, and to me, the results of this election were the results of magical thinking, born of despair.
Wow. I think there is a lot of despair, and I think you had a Democratic Party candidate, and we said this on the radio show, who seemed more comfortable on a stage with Beyonce and Jay-Z, more comfortable.
You keep saying
no,
that.
No, I do, because I think, you know, campaigning is hard. You look at the successful Democratic candidates, Bill Clinton, you look at Barack Obama, you have to go
She campaigned hard. She just didn't campaign
well. She didn't campaign well.
And I think he counted on the magical thinking, because he gave you a big sort of cipher to project whatever you...
Big Daddy and, you know, Mama who wasn't quite making it.
Now, I want to talk about your a little bit about your fabulous, fabulous career. You've been on great shows that in recent memory that many of our listeners will know. Obviously, your standout role on King of Queens, and my good friend here, Phil, big fan,
yes,
big fan of the
show. Yes, I loved you in King of Queens, and I watched it all the time. So
thank you.
That's how I knew about the Lemon Squares.
And you've done so many other great projects recently, like Mindy Project and Transparent. Now, right. Now tell me about Transparent. That seems to be a real breakout show. The episodes I've seen, I've loved. Going out on a new medium, going out on Amazon, what it's like to be part of a project that's both cutting edge, technically, and cutting edge as far as subject matter.
It's really thrilling. And the cast, and Jill Soloway, the producer, who also directs and writes, is extraordinary. So going to work, it's like cutting through butter.
Oh.
You're so happy to be there. We can improvise. The words are not sacrosanct.
Right.
People are allowed to add, to come up with, to have a creative input. And Jeffrey is just so easy to work with. It's just, you know, I can't. It's like butter.
Oh, I love
easy,
butter.
Easy, easy.
and this is coming. I just have to point out. I've got to put out to my listeners, Jenny, that you come with a great, great resume as far as being on not only shows that some of our listeners will know about, like Beverly Hills 90210, ER, Party of Five, Big Love, but you did
You're going to go back to the 70s.
I'm going to go back to my golden age of TV.
Quincy.
The shows that you start off on, Streets of San Francisco, Files, Barnaby Jones. Quick question, because I see that as my golden age of TV. I love those programs. I have Antenna TV and my TV on at my house all the time, catching those old shows. How was Hollywood different then than now? Because now it's the golden age of TV. We're putting out all this great stuff. Back then in the 70s, not so much, but it was good fun and it was enjoyable. How is being an actor different now than then as far as the quality of the stuff you get to do and how much you enjoy it?
Well, it's coming back to much more quality. The problem was that the studios, for a period of time there, not the time that you're talking about, but when GE owned television studios,
right,
and movie studios, they make washing machines. They don't
yes.
have any idea
yes.
of what it is that we do. And so the business was being treated like a business, and it was really daunting. It was unpleasant.
Well, GE, they may make washing machines, but they had Ronald Reagan introducing their shows.
That counts for something.
So that counts for something.
And look where he ended up.
I know, right?
Do we have TV to blame for Reagan, and we have TV to blame
or
for Donald Trump?
Or to thank.
Or to thank.
Let's be looking at the medium.
Exactly. Now, I want to make sure that we have at least a minute or two to talk about the great new stage production that you're involved in. People might not know, as much as we've seen you on TV, you're a highly accomplished stage actress. You're doing a play now. You're back in L.A. at the Fountain Theater doing Bakersfield Mist. I know Bakersfield. I spent a lot of time in Bakersfield.
And in the mist.
And generally in a mist of one color or the other. So what is this play about? Is it funny? Is it sad? Is it all of the above? What sort of play is it?
It's all of the above. It's very funny. It's very moving. The plot is a woman has bought a painting as a joke for a friend in a junk shop, the ugliest painting she could find, for $3. And it turns out that it might be a Jackson Pollock.
Wow.
And she's trying to get it authenticated. And through her brother, they hire this really, really snotty, high-flown art authenticator who ran the Metropolitan Museum at one point.
Classy.
And he comes to her trailer.
Of course. It's a
trailer.
Of course.
She's made little hors d'oeuvres of wiener rolls with Velveeta and without.
Oh, well, that's sure. You got to accommodate for taste.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds hilarious.
Oh, it is. It is. And within the first few minutes of the play, he says it's not a Pollock.
Wow.
Oh.
So
well, who could think a Jackson Pollock was ugly?
Oh, it was ugly. But although, if you've seen some of the early ones, Lavender Mist is one of his favorite paintings, and Bakersfield Mist is a take on
it.
But if you go online and look at some of the earlier paintings,
right,
they're gorgeous. They're not the drip and splatter thing.
Right, right, right.
They're just these rainbows of color, these swaths. They just take you and lift you. They're gorgeous.
You don't like the drip and splatter?
Not so much.
Yeah.
They're a little busy.
Yeah. A lot going on. Now, I want you, Jenny, to let our listeners know, where is the play? How do they get tickets for it? What are the dates? What do they need to do to get there?
They need to go online to www.fountain, or normal spelling, Fountain Theater, that's theater R-E, not
classy.
E-R.
Ooh, classy.
Yeah, classy.org. And get tickets there. It's supposed to run through December 12th. However, we'll probably be extending because it's running very well. A lot of people want tickets and they can't be accommodated. So, but get in there fast and get your tickets and come and see it. It's really, I mean, it's remarkable. The balance
Sounds
of the
great.
Play is Maud trying to get Lionel to agree to say that the painting is real.
Okay.
Many tactics.
Maybe using her feminine wand.
That sounds kind of saucy.
I want to thank you so much, Jenny O'Hara.
You know
and love her on such great programs as King and Queens and now Transparent. Thank you so much.
Starsky and Hutch
for being a guest on our show. Friends and neighbors, we'll take a short commercial break. We'll be back to you and more callers in just 2 minutes' time.